This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron have reaffirmed their strong commitment to the India-France strategic partnership. During their bilateral talks in Paris, the two leaders reviewed cooperation in the strategic areas of defense, civil nuclear energy and space. They also held discussion on boosting technology, innovation and investment ties, with special focus on the upcoming India-France Year of Innovation in 2026. Mr. Modi, along with the French president, reached the historic French city of Marseille this morning after concluding a series of high-level engagements, including the co-chairing of the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit. The two leaders also held delegation-level talks after their arrival in Marseille. A joint statement outlining the roadmap for future cooperation was adopted, with 10 key agreements signed in areas including civil nuclear energy, environment and culture. This afternoon, Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron jointly inaugurated the new Indian consulate in Marseille. Briefing media in Marseille today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron during their talks exchanged views on the recent geopolitical developments in Europe, West Asia and Indo-Pacific. The Foreign Secretary said artificial intelligence AI was a major area of bilateral discussion between the two sides. Prime Minister Modi has since left for Washington, D.C. on a two-day visit to United States after wrapping up his successful visit to France. Mr. Modi will reach Washington, D.C. in the wee hours tomorrow, where he will hold bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. Recently, talking to media about Mr. Modi's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the Prime Minister will be among the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of the U.S. President. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In Washington, D.C., Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral talks with President Trump in both restricted and delegation-level formats. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to interact with senior U.S. administration figures, business leaders and members of the Indian community. Mr. Modi has been invited to visit the U.S. within barely 3 weeks of the new administration taking office. This shows the importance of the India-U.S. partnership. The visit will be a valuable opportunity to engage the new administration on all areas of mutual interest. There has been a close rapport between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump dating back to Mr. Trump's first term. There is a convergence of interests between the two countries in a number of areas, including trade, investment, technology, defense cooperation, counter-terrorism, security of the Indo-Pacific and people-to-people relations. With Divakar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah asserted that the government is taking special measures to ensure the uniform and balanced development of cooperatives across the states. Mr. Shah was addressing the first meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Cooperation in New Delhi. He said the government is taking steps to address regional disparity in the development of cooperatives in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed condolences over the demise of Mahant Satendra Das, the chief priest of Ram Janmabhoomi Temple. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remembered Mahantji's invaluable contributions to the spiritual and social life of the country. India's retail inflation eased to a five-month low of 4.31% in January, down from 5.22% in December as the rate of increase in food prices slowed. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the food inflation rate for the last month, based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index, is provisionally reported at 6.02%, down from 8.39% recorded in December. In men's cricket, India has clean sweeped the three-match ODI series after defeating England by 142 runs in the final clash in Ahmedabad today. Chasing a target of 357 runs, the visitors were bundled out for 214 runs in 34.2 overs. Earlier put into bat, India were all out for 356 runs in the stipulated 50 overs. The daunting total was powered by Shubman Gill's incredible century of 112 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.